Track 10.
Urbexes. Life on the edge of the city. How do you get to know a city you've never been to before? For most people, the typical tourist options are enough. Take a bus tour to see the sights or, if you're feeling energetic, consider a walking tour. To get a taste of city life, use public transport. But there are people who want more than the standard tourist options. They are urbexers, urban explorers. They're interested in discovering parts of the city we normally see as less beautiful, the places tourists are not supposed to see. Ghost underground stations that have been closed for years, shopping centres and amusement parks at night, abandoned factories, building sites, tunnels and railway tracks. It's not for everybody. You can't be scared of heights or small spaces, and you have to be willing to take risks. Bradley Garrett is one of them. Urbexes don't follow the same routes as everyone else. I've been to Paris 6 times, and I've seen more of the city underground than I have above ground, he says. If somebody asked me for a good restaurant, I'd have no idea. It wasn't until Bradley and his urbexer friends had climbed to the top of London's tallest skyscraper, the Shard, and had managed to visit all of the city's 14 abandoned underground stations that the police stopped them exploring as a group. Bradley was studying urbexes for a book he was writing when they were stopped. Bradley's best experience as an urbexer was in Chicago with friends when they climbed the Legacy Tower, a 72-story skyscraper. We were sitting on a rooftop, looking up at this building, when someone suggested we try to get up it. So we walked in and just got in the lift after some residents had opened the door. When we made it up to the roof, it was the most incredible view I've ever seen. Why do urbexers do it? Many enjoy the excitement of putting themselves in danger. Some enjoy the feeling they get from being alone in abandoned places. I feel I'm the only person in the world, says Zhao Yang, a Chinese 29-year-old who explores places where people used to work, like old industrial sites and abandoned hospitals. Like many urbexers, Zhao is a keen photographer who takes his smartphone to record what he sees, and like many, he also writes a blog about his experiences. But he prefers to explore alone. This can be dangerous, of course. But if you're interested in exploring city spaces, there are safe ways of doing it. For example, it's easy to look at a map, identify an area that is new to you, and go there. Another way is to try to get lost in your own town. Or you could just set off for a walk without planning your route. Who knows what you might find?